What's up, guys? Welcome.
Hey.
Welcome back. Wow. This one's going to be good.
It's going to be really good.
I'm excited.
How have you been?
I have been... Do you see this right here on my eyebrow?
Yes.
I stress picked this one hair for like an hour today.
Oh my God.
Not because of this podcast. Just, you know, I don't know. Do you ever like find a pimple that you just can't let go?
No, I get like those long chin hairs.
Oh.
And then it's like...
I get a stash, but I just like wax that.
It is like, I'm sitting there and I'm like trying to pick it. I'm like, am I a witch?
For me, the eyebrow is literally like, or whenever I'm tweezing, it like the eyebrow that I need to get, that little hair, is representative of my entire life. So I was in the bathroom, I'm like, I'm going to get you. Now I have a gash on my eyebrow. It's not that bad, but it hurts. So that's how I've been today. Life is just crazy, man.
Life is very crazy. Very, very crazy.
And we're going through, I mean, like, we got the Instagram for the podcast up and running.
Yes.
Things are going well. People are liking it. Thank you, everyone, for all the kind messages. It's fun. I think that your page is doing better than ever. Do you want to address the...
Yes. Okay, for everyone out there, I did not block you. I think I accidentally shadow banned myself to the max.
I think you did.
To stop everyone from sending me bots.
Which was my idea.
Really good idea. Yeah. But it like really took it to the extreme. Instagram was like, nope, we're going to put you in a box and no one's going to find you.
I got over 50 DMs a day.
I think I'm only being shown to like 50% of my audience.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Have you noticed like analytics or anything?
I mean, my stories are only... It's only like half of the viewings. I think I'm at like 40 to like 45,000 views, and usually I'm up around like 60 to 70. So like what, 20% is like missing.
That shows the engagement of your following.
I know.
Wow. I guess I don't really know how many, like if you had like an account with the same amount of followers and it wasn't as engaged, like what the average would be. I wonder what like the baseline number of views, like a story with your following would be. But I still think that's really good.
It's wild. That's why I keep posting for everybody. So it's like a drug.
It is like a drug. Because when they're when they DM me and they're like, she blocked me, or like, what? I promise I'm real. It's like their drug. And like they'll message me every day being like, I still can't see her. I still can't see her. And
I know.
Like,
wow, so for everyone that cannot find me, it is not my fault. Instagram has updated their settings. So you have to go into your settings and privacy and allow sensitive content and then search for my name verbatim, Girl Gangs with a Z, 7733. So there's two threes at the end now.
Can't follow anymore. What did it start as?
Girl Gang 773.
Okay.
And then after that, you just have to confirm that you're 20 and you should see my stories again. But that's worked for everybody. So I think once you do that, you'll be back in action.
Jackson.
Yeah.
Do you think it's ever going to go back to normal?
No.
No. You think you've kind of...
I think that people are going to continue to try and do that. People are dark fucks.
Well, I think the bots stopped on our page because, like, I actually lost some followers, you know, because that just happens naturally. But when people are sending bots, it just looks like you're growing and growing and growing. So for the people that unfollowed, I'm actually pretty grateful. Thank you. You showed that the bots are not coming in anymore.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I'm proud of everything that we're doing. I think that it's just a really good place that we're in. And I think this episode is going to be pivotal.
Yes.
We got some feedback, you know, about, you know, wanting to be a little bit more prepared. We did want to talk about how the sources that we have are not just DMs.
Yeah, that was like really bothering me.
Yeah, go ahead. Go into it.
Yeah. So how I get my detailed information is not from random people of DMs. It's people that are specifically connected to somebody somehow. You'd be surprised with the amount of people that come forward if it's anonymous to talk about people that they know. And it's confirmed. It's not random people sending me DMs. In that sense, too, it's also doing research on where they've been from the beginning. So, like, from a research standpoint, I would never post something like that's legally not okay, too.
Yeah.
It's like putting stuff out there that's like not confirmed is not good. And it's always going into other stuff, too, that's already been out on the internet. So I think from a research standpoint, it's pretty good. We might not be able to get to everything about an influencer because of a timing standpoint. We want to make it the most relevant and interesting. And like going back to like the Jordan Page thing, we don't have a whole week to go into her. I mean, she is crazy. But I thought that was like a great episode.
Yeah. And keep in mind, and we're going to talk about this at the end briefly, there are not like e-news articles about these women. And that's maybe one day will happen, but our sources, you know, might be DMs. It might be people from Reddit, and it's all allegedly
old people or people that have done business with them, yes, and had falling outs.
Exactly.
Lots of those.
Oh my God. Speaking of like businesses, the Inman Project, I know that you like shed light. I'm like talking to some of them in my DMs. That stuff is wild.
Yeah.
I can't wait to do that. Mm-hmm. That whole.
Yeah. We should have Kim on here.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Kim-o.
She,
her story. Wow. But anyways, so yeah, we're credible. We're doing the best that we can, and it would just only hurt us to put out like blatantly false information or just like trusting everyone that slides into our DMs.
I learned that the hard way in the beginning of my page.
Yeah.
Like, well, don't just post to post.
Well, that's good. I mean, it shows that you've grown.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to get into Amber Massey.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, I wonder if I have suspense. Hold on. Amber, should I say Messy?
Messia?
Oh, man. AMA. Hashtag, what was it that you made? Hashtag.
Amber come clean.
Amber come clean.
AMM come clean. So for everyone who isn't familiar, Amber Massey is an influencer.
Yeah. I mean, she really is. And all the pictures are picture perfect. She looks picture perfect.
Cookie cutter.
Another one from Texas. And she was like raised in like the Austin area, I believe, or that's where her family resides mm-hmm. now. And now she's in a small town called Argyle, I think.
A lot of them are there.
Yeah. Which I don't know why they all need to congregate in one place, maybe for a TV show. I don't think that she would be a part of it.
I'm still telling you guys there's going to be a TV show.
There is.
Everyone is like, oh, you're wrong. Not everyone, like just the haters. And I'm like, when it comes out, I'm going to do a dance and like post it. It's happening.
It's
going to
be amazing if they have a show because, one, we're going to be doing this and we can just be like, finally, right? But then watching them, because you know the first season of anything is horrible. Like, go back to the Kardashians. You know, it's horrible.
Kim.
Oh, my God. Your sister's going to jail. Stop taking pictures. But the first season's always going to be just like a wreck. And they're just going to get slapped in the face with reality, I feel like. But all right. So Amber Massey. That's actually brilliant.
It's so good.
So I even know her birthday, September 28th. She's a Libra. Ugh. I know nothing about that.
Me either.
Besides, we're a month apart, which is kind of not fun. I got this information mostly from her YouTube, and I rewatched them because she does give like subtle things and information that she actually doesn't probably even realize. But her blog is 14 years old. So what she did is she started blogging. She's actually a registered dietitian, and based off her Q&As with Jordan, she was very, very career driven. So kids weren't always even in her picture, which I know that a lot of women are like that. And then all of a sudden they have a pivotal moment and they want children. That's what happened to her. Totally fine. But she was like very career driven. Jordan, her husband, is a firefighter. Everyone in his family is a firefighter. His dad, they, you know, work at the same, he's retired now, but it's in the family. And she was a registered dietitian and all of her friends were blogging. And so she was like, oh, I guess I could blog. And then she started blogging. And this is actually like how she says it. And then she started posting pictures of her food. And then that wraps into the dietitian because she was like proud of it. And then Jordan was like, well, are you just going to post pictures of your food? And she's like, well, I guess I could blog. So there comes the blog, the Amber Massey blog. All right, I'm done. She got into Instagram, I want to say about 8-ish years ago, but it's been her full-time gig for the last 4 years. So she's pretty experienced, and she really was the influencer before influencers were influencers. And basically, Danny was like that, Jordan Page was like that, and that's why
Daryl, all of them, OGs.
Yeah. The way that her and Jordan met is actually quite startling. Well, maybe it's common in Texas. I don't know, or families. She met Jordan when she was 15, maybe a little bit younger. She was best friends with Jordan's younger sister. They liked each other, but quoted from the YouTube video, Jordan didn't want to be that creeper. So they waited and they then said that they would still go on family vacations. I mean, she was best friends with the sister.
Yep.
She then also said that she like didn't have a connection at home. And so she really like relied on Jordan's family as support. And then the moment, like they said, once she turned 18, they started dating. And then they were married by 20. Like, she wasn't even 21 when they got married, which I feel like a lot of these influencers, I hear that story, that narrative. Daryl Ann was, I think, like that. And that is kind of like a snapshot of her previous life. And then they have also had a lot of marriage struggles.
Which I think she's talked openly about.
Oh, yeah. This is all very open on her YouTube. They talked very openly about it because they asked. I'm going to just pull it up. Please hold. So in the YouTube video, they get asked in the Q&A, they get asked if they've done marriage-focused Bible study together. And this, like, really opens the wound of how they've talked about divorce multiple times. And, like, that was their kind of out. Like, they would always just, like, threaten each other with divorce. And that marriage counseling has really saved their marriage. And they didn't get counseling until 6 years into their marriage, which I thought was kind of interesting. I think it's a saying, isn't it? Like, the seven-year stretch is when, like, marriages have their threshold. Have you ever heard that before? So that happened, and then it was about 2.5 years into infertility. So I don't know if you knew that she, like, struggled with infertility.
Yeah.
On both sides. He actually got a surgery to fix it, and she has PCOS. So the fact that they have 5 kids is, like, actually kind of a blessing. And that's kind of it. So they definitely struggled with their marriage. And she mentioned, and we'll kind of get into this later, how she really didn't feel like she had, like, support at home. All of, like, her YouTube video, she even mentions when she's putting on her makeup that her mom didn't teach her to put on her makeup. And then she's like, my mom didn't teach me to do anything. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah. And, like, I think it's important too to say, like, she had this platform to give her voice, and no one is downplaying or saying what she's saying isn't true. Yeah. Everyone has their stories, but, like, she was able to speak because of that large platform, and it's like you don't get to hear from the other side in that sense.
Absolutely. And for her being so open on these YouTube videos, it's just weird. You're kind of giving us an insight that you're not close with your family. Like, she even says, someone asked, does Amber's family live near y'all? And they're like, they live in Texas, but we don't see them very often. And she claims that her family was not connected, a lot of dysfunction, and she didn't even know what it felt like to have a family.
Yeah.
Which are, like, those are words from her mouth. And, and those are in YouTube videos. I'm like, okay, this is a very clear representation of you not getting along with your family. And then this year, Jordan posts a photo of, you know, his mom and her mom, claiming that it's the second mother, you know, he's ever had.
Yeah.
This year on Mother's Day. But I'm like, what? And based off everything else that we're going to get into, it just seems like a heap full of lies. That is just, I don't know how people keep up with, like, I can't lie, because once the lie starts, it just keeps going.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at it, and everyone knows when I'm lying. I'd rather just be brutally honest.
Yeah.
And I can tell you right now, she has not been honest about a lot. So that's kind of my spiel.
So let's talk about Amber as a person. This next part, I want to make clear. There have been friends that have come forward who have been friends of her past, who have spoke about her and kind of give you this depiction. So, like Katrina has said, her page, her Instagram is this, like, perfect life, life in a day of Amber Massey. Perfect family. Everyone's so happy in that sense. And then it's like, it's like an Investigative Discovery Channel episode, like behind closed doors, like something like that. She's a narcissist,
truly.
Her friends have said, and this is coming from different women that have had relationships with her over the years. She cannot stand when somebody is in the spotlight and it's not her. She gets very jealous and needs everything to be about her. Everything is very materialistic, and she is willing to cut anyone to basically step on top of them to be on top. She, like, needs to win. In that sense.
I completely agree. And you would not know this by just looking at her
exactly.
page.
That's what I'm saying. It's crazy.
So I knew Amber Massey based on, like, your page. But whenever I do a deep dive, I just start looking at their Instagram. Who are they portraying to the public? And guys, before I got to, like, you know, the DMs or just, like, what's on the internet, she seems boring. I'm like, okay, what is up? Like, what could be so wrong with this woman? Holy cow. She deletes so many comments.
Oh, yeah.
She blocks everyone. Like, friends associated with friends will be blocked. I mean, allegedly, but, like, that's what we've seen.
It's crazy. And it all started, I think, from a friend falling out, is this Shay Shull.
Yeah.
I think that's like the top. They had the, like you were saying, the Thursday supper.
Yeah. So they did a supper club together, and it was, Shay and her husband, who mm-hmm. I don't know his name, Jordan and Amber, and then another couple. And I think it was, you know, either it was a consecutive once a month or maybe once a week, they would have time for themselves and do like a supper club. That's what they called themselves. And there was a falling out. And based on what we have, it was another one of Amber's not being able to not be center of attention.
Yes. She needed jealousy.
Jealousy. And I'm pretty sure, and people can correct us, but I think Shay Shaw is somehow related or connected to Sean Lowe.
From Bachelor.
From The Bachelor. And that, like, that spotlight was being put on Shay for whatever reason, or Amber maybe allegedly thought that mm-hmm. and just wanted to cut ties. So it was a messy thing.
She can't have anyone steal her thunder.
Yeah. And that's, we didn't really get like a right answer, because I think that's between Amber and Shay probably. But that's based on every other friendship and all the friends that have reached out to us. That's probably what we think happened.
So after that, we've got Brittany, the photographer, her friendship with Amber. They had a falling out initially a few years ago. I don't know much about the first falling out, more than I know what happened just recently, but they had a falling out. She would take pictures for the family, and they didn't talk for a while, and then they became friends again. I guess they worked it out. And then it just got crazier. Amber was like treating her like trash. She would call her and demand her to come somewhere, allegedly, mm-hmm. drop what she's doing and get to where she was to take pictures for her family.
Yeah.
Stage quote unquote photos for her perfect Instagram. And she just treated her like trash. She didn't treat her like a friend. And there were times where she'd expect her to do work, allegedly, and she wasn't paid.
Yeah, and it was just, like, for a shout-out on Instagram or something. Yeah. And, guys, it's wild, because I did not think anything of this, but then we have, you know, their brothers coming out.
Yes.
She has three brothers, John, Patrick, and I believe it might be, like, Andrew or something, but John and Patrick are the ones that, mm-hmm. like, came out and spoke against her, and John actually showed a picture of his ID.
Yeah.
Without like the information, but like just his name to show that it's actually him. Mm-hmm. And they are just they're like, we need to defend our name, which is, I think, Hugh or something like that, the maiden name. So it's crazy. And it's really, it's insight to see how much these influencers can deceive you.
Yep. That is like, it's a fakeality.
Yeah.
So, again, I touched on two friends, but there were about six of them that were in my DMs and verified that have been over the years that have fallen out with her because of the same reoccurring issue. She can't have anyone stepping on her toes. She needs to be the center of attention. She's just like evil. She like turns things around on people. She's just very narcissistic, allegedly. And fast forward to this year, this is like how I got into deep diving influencers and going into them.
Yeah, somebody, this was your start. Like, this is what someone sent it to you.
Yes.
Yeah, go into that. I want to hear it.
So I, like, my page was just dedicated to, like, Bravo Tea, like, bringing all the tea from different pages to one thing where people could find it in that sense, all by getting, like, tea tips from others and that, like, of what's going on in pop culture. And somebody sent me her mugshot that happened. This was, like, May 5th. And I'm like, who is this? Like, who is this chick? I'm like, whatever, I'll post it. The floodgates opened. I've never seen so many people flood to my DMs so fast.
You were just kind of like, I'll post it. Like, I mean,
think twice about it. And then I just started like, people are like, oh my God, this is crazy. What happened? So let's talk about that. So May 5th, Amber Massey was arrested for assault C family violence. Now, people can say that this could be like a simple misdemeanor.
She was actually arrested May 3rd.
May 3rd. This came out May, whatever
yeah,
day it
was. May 5th was like when the article was released. Yeah.
So she like missed, like this could be equivalent to a misdemeanor, or it could be the extreme where you could get jail time, or all the way down to like walking across the sidewalk or something in that sense.
Yeah.
Like a petty thing where you could pay off and it's done.
And someone, like, I feel like Jordan might have to like press charges to actually get that into effect, which it doesn't, based on what we saw 14 days after, 11 days after, they seem fine. Everything seemed fine.
So everyone starts DMing me, what happened? I'm like, I don't know. I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. So I start putting up question marks, like, what happened? And somebody reads me the police report. Their husband works within the jurisdiction or whatever in that sense where this happened, or in the county, and had the police report. And it was crazy. Basically The cops came. She allegedly was beating or throwing a Yeti at Jordan, allegedly, or threw a Yeti at him.
After spinal surgery.
After, oh, yes.
So this was a day after. Mm-hmm. So the day before, she posted a photo. So everything's hunky-dory. He's in a, he has like a little walker, but he had spinal mm-hmm. surgery. They had to like fuse his spine, which I'm not a doctor, but I know that that's pretty invasive. Or spinal yeah. surgery in general, it's invasive. So that's what kind of threw it into being not just her throwing a cup at her husband. You yes. know what I mean? Like that, it was like at his back, I allegedly, mm-hmm. and that could actually do severe damage.
Yep. So basically this altercation unfolds and Jordan called 911.
It was the day before. It says May 2nd.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. May 2nd and then arrested May 3rd.
Okay. So she puts up that perfect picture and then all hell breaks loose. Cops get called. The cops come in. Jordan is in the cop's face saying, don't take, like, you don't, I don't want to press charges. Don't arrest her.
I'm so excited to hear this. Okay.
Yeah. So Jordan's in the cop's face saying, don't arrest her or like whatever he's saying, like she isn't like whatever. But because they came there and it was like such an altercation, Jordan didn't call the police. I'll just leave it at that. That's why that's why Amber was taken into custody. Again, public information. It's out there.
And it was alleged that she was intoxicated. And yes. I think that it was like, not that just her. I think everyone was drinking. It might have been like a...
They were at the neighbors. Yeah, prior.
They were at the neighbors, but yep. she was drinking. Mm-hmm. And her mother is a recovering alcoholic.
Yep.
That's not alleged. Like the brother said that.
Yeah. So fast forward, she gets out of jail and takes to Instagram. And her and Jordan do this story. And this is when the mugshot is being surfaced everywhere, and she tells the story about how her stepsister was in town.
Her half-sister, Sarah, and I think even before, she kind of was like alluding to the fact that her half-sister was coming into town. Based on what I'm reading, she's from Colorado. Really, based on what the brothers are saying, really had no tie, and they think that Amber reached out to Sarah, the half-sister, just to like get it for content.
Yep.
So
downplay what happened between her and Jordan, saying it was the sister's fault.
Yeah.
But that's not what
it brought. Like it brought back childhood trauma for her.
Yes. So basically trying to downplay the entire situation. So she's arrested. It gets out everywhere. She's doing her damnedest to delete comments, block people.
People of people that don't even like have never commented on her page and don't even follow her. She was like, if you're associated in this, you know, county, I don't want you seeing my stuff. She, and it has to be her and like an assistant because that takes a lot of time.
She started at 950,000 some and now she
lost like 5,000 followers.
No, like 50,000. She's down to almost under 900,000. So she has lost a lot of followers.
And a lot of people think a lot of it's from blocking. People.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, she's at 901.
Yeah, so she's very close.
She had like 957 or something.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So that starts going on. People are reaching out to her brand companies and like showing them the arrest reports. People are dropping her.
Ooh.
People start, like the brands start dropping her, and then like Tula drops her and then picks her back up because they had a quote unquote conversation with her. And like then people start coming out and saying it's like no one's business to be talking about this.
What?
But if the roles were reversed, if this was Jordan who did this to Amber, could you imagine?
It would be people do a lot less and lose entire brand deals, even spots at concerts, like just for things that they say, not even actions.
Exactly. And people like, hasn't she suffered enough? It's not about suffering. It's the fact that she's putting on this show of fakeality on her page to her followers and acting as if she lives this perfect cookie cutter life. And people then in their heads think, I need to live up to that. I need to do what she's doing. I need to buy what she's buying. And she's not even who she shows on there. It's dangerous.
She should have lost based on what happened. You know, a mugshot, family violence. It doesn't matter. Like brands pull out nowadays so fast. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be associated with that. But I actually kind of went in to see like what brands. I remember you posted about Dime Beauty and it was kind of questionable because they're like, we don't affiliate with her. We are actively working. But then they go, we are actively working with Amber's team to like, and they stayed with her.
But Dime does anything to get a paycheck, so.
Truthfully. And then, so Dime Beauty, oh, this is what they say. Thanks for reaching out. We are not certain of what all transpired in the event with Amber, and we know that media can incorrectly portray what happened.
See, that's sick shit.
That's, please know we are working with Amber and her team to fully understand before making an official statement and decision. We are happy to help with any other questions you may have. Thanks so much. Never did they put that they do not stand for violence. Exactly. Violence.
Dime Beauty is...
Okay, so an example, My Ex Fitness. Hi there, thank you for reaching out to express your concern. We pride ourselves on the partners we choose and have looked into this matter. We will not be continuing any further partnerships at this time. That's what you got to say.
Exactly. And the thing with these companies, like we're working with Amber's team, again, here she is using her platform to keep only her narrative. Same would happen with her family. You only heard Amber's voice. You're only going to hear her side and say, oh, it wasn't that big of a deal. Well, the police report says differently.
So she lost salted words. We have not worked with her in over a year. The only thing I can do is deactivate her coupon code with us, but no one even has used that in over 6 months. That's their public response. So whatever salted words is, Western Sun Vodka and Verb Energy also ended their partnership. But some people also did note that their coupon codes, like her coupon code, still worked. So it's just shady.
Yeah.
And you can know, you probably can tell, I mean, allegedly, that she was trying to save everything.
She was
like, don't do this, don't do it.
And the thing is like, I just don't think that she deserves to have a platform on social media. I think she's dangerous. I think that she is a type of person that is what we don't want in our world. She puts on this show that she is like this matriarch of this perfect wife and this perfect friend, and everyone loves her, and she's just in this perfect, perfect setting of a world. And I just keep going back to it. It's dangerous because it's not who she is. She is nowhere. She's not who she says she is.
I know. So it's the fact, I guess we can say this in circles, just there are a lot of people like her out there.
Yes.
Like there are. Narcissists, we just choose not to associate with them. But her platform, and just put her in this like shoes of a celebrity. Celebrities are narcissists too, but people have, I feel like if she was a celebrity, not even like, let's say Jen Aniston, let's say something like lower, and her brother speaks out, that would get some headlines.
Exactly.
Like they would at least get some voice. It's a unique niche where they have to speak up on like YouTube channels and Reddit and exactly. Things like that. Cause no one else, like, if they go to E! News, they'll be like, oh, who are you talking about? But she has a large following and a lot of people
know
who she is.
That's what I'm saying. And it's like, I feel like I keep repeating myself over and over again, but she has an audience of 900,000 followers. 900,000 followers she's portraying this perfect life to every single day. And like people say, if you don't care, or why do you care, just unfollow. It has nothing to do with unfollowing. It has the fact that she's distilling this perfect fakeality to these people that then in their heads feel like they have to live up to this expectation that they're never going to reach. That's the whole problem of it all.
If Gigi didn't have her page and I wasn't doing a deep dive, like I said, she just seemed boring. Mm-hmm. You have to literally go and look for this information in order to find it. And you guys can find it. It's all there on the internet. But like, I'm just saying that that's how toxic it is, where even if you really loved her and you followed her for years, you wouldn't even have like any sort of insight into this because she doesn't address it. She hides it. It's all hush hush. And it seems like she's done such a good job where she just cuts people out. That's what the brothers were saying.
The other ones to blame is the management company.
She's run by a management company.
I don't
company.
Know if she's still run by them, but they were very much like keeping it hush hush. Okay. So with that, again, I've gotten so many DMs. Like, this is personal for her. Like, why do you keep bringing it up? This is her family in all this sense. I keep bringing it up because of the audience that she has, the amount of followers that she has, the impact that she has on this following, the portraying of this perfect family life that she puts on to these people. It is the most dangerous thing. And again, if the roles were reversed, if Jordan was the one that did this to her, could you imagine the outreach and the outcry of what would happen to him?
Even if she didn't even have spinal surgery and he just threw a Yeti cup.
Exactly.
At her. Like, it's absolutely insane.
Cup or cooler, unsure.
I mean, it would have to be a cup.
I don't know. She posted it at the airport with a cooler, so a Yeti cooler.
Oh, I remember that. I remember you posting that.
So, like, my whole thing with this, again, I keep going back to it, and I'm going to always say it. It is public information. She did this, and it was posted everywhere.
Yeah, so once it came out, that's when we – so once this happened, once the mugshot hit the internet – and I think you remember someone said something, and like the floodgates opened, and that's when we found out who the real Amber was. It took one mess up, but if that mess up didn't happen, none of this would be happening right now.
And here's my thing. If she were to just come on and be real, had that chance. She had the chance when she got arrested to come on and say, look, I have struggled. I have sometimes not been the best person. I have been a shitty friend. My husband and I, and like maybe not even get into that much of a detail, but like saying, like just being real. But the fact that she continues this facade that she lives this perfect life with these perfect photos and her husband, like with the dog and the kids, it is sick.
How do they have so many dogs, by the way? Like, they have 3 dogs, 5 kids. I don't know. But 11 days after it happened, the most that she opened up, besides, like, briefly addressing it, was today we started, it was a cute picture of them, like, kissing. What do you think? Do you think he's cute?
I just know too much about him that I just don't.
Yeah, well, he's cute. We started marriage counseling today with a heart. We've been in counseling off and on for the last 10 years. They're very open about it. And while it's easy to say we are fine, because most days we are, there's always room for growth in our relationship, even after nearly 18 years of being together. I love you, Massey Jordan.
Look at that fake photo, though.
I know. Oh, my God. Like
it, and then the fake caption. After knowing what we know and what really goes
happened
on.
Happened 11 days prior. Like, That's as much as you're going to tell us is that you're starting marriage counseling.
And look, probably. We don't need all the information, but how about you just be real and set and just like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it goes back to the main message. These people that get so sucked into these influencers and try to get their back, they don't even know who you are, and they wouldn't go as hard as you're going for them for you. Because guess what? At the end of the day, they're only showing you what you want to see. They're not showing you anything else. You only know one part of their life. You have no idea what about the rest of it. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, she's showing only what she wants you to see. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want you to see that. So what's she going to do? Go on a blocking hiatus, delete all the comments.
She got her mugshot removed from.
She got her entire thing expunged from the website.
People were saying too that, the therapy, just like another point of view, that she started doing it because it would look good on to a judge, like just to get already be in therapy.
And it was church. It was through her church.
Yeah, it was through her church. So it just like makes her look like she's already trying to resolve the issue, which she might. I mean, that's very possible. But it was an interesting point of view. Like, oh man, she might even just be doing this because she doesn't want to get in trouble, you know?
Exactly. And like, I don't understand the fans. And like, look, I get it. You have people that you're obsessed with and that you love, and in that sense. But again, it goes back to the main message. They're only showing you what they want you to see. You don't know anything. And it goes back to, like, even today, like, on my story. Like, there's some things that I can't share with everybody. And, like, I wish I could, but I think I'm pretty damn real when it comes to, like, being pretty open to things. And, like, if I fuck up, I tell you I fuck up. If I make a mistake, I tell you I make a mistake. Like, I try to be as real as I can, and I feel like she's the complete opposite. She is just like, let's just brush it under the rug. And I'm telling you, she just hopes that it's going to go away.
Yeah. That's what she wants. I wonder who's advising her to do that, because it's not a good look for her. Mm-mm. And people that are, there's two types of people that are following her, and fans, people that are not, they don't care enough to know what's actually going on, and they're just following her. And then the people that are knowingly following her, knowing what she's doing, you're arrested and you're not even going to tell us. And they're still standing by her.
She doesn't even have to say that. What she could have done is she could have come on and say, I have made some bad decisions.
Yeah, you don't have to say anything about her arrest.
But what she did that day after and tried to blame it on her stepsister or whoever, like her half-sister. That was, it's just like Khloe Kardashian when she tried to get that picture removed off the internet.
Oh my.
And she had such a chance to come on and say, I love my body. But what did she do? She danced in front of a weird mirror in a dark room with a filter again.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have these opportunities, and she had that opportunity to do that on her Instagram story. Mm-hmm. No one's asking you to like be drug across the coal. No one's asking you. People are just looking for transparency and realness. Yeah. And she just doesn't know how to do it because she's lived her life living in this fake bubble online.
Yeah.
And just can't handle.
She's created a narrative.
I just don't think she can handle showing who she really is.
Because when you're like that, it's just too much. The idea of like show like that would, there's so many webs of lies. Yeah. It would, like, you have to maintain that. And guys, it wasn't. Like, she went back to regular scheduled programming the next day. Like, within a couple of days, there were swipe ups. They were going on a vacation. They were, you know, it was as if it never happened. Like, exactly. Her mentioning her half sister was brief. And I, like, it's not saved anywhere. It was on a story. So technically that's hearsay. Like, I can't go and find that. So no transparency and no care. It seems like there was just disregard and no care.
That's what I'm saying. And it's like, I feel like I just have to like hammer this home because I just wish people would see it and understand that these women, these influencers are not your friends. They are not your friends. They are put on this platform to influence you on products to swipe up and buy and fulfill their paychecks and make money off of you.
The bad ones are not your friends.
Yes. And it's like, I just wish people would see. I mean, some people are just, it's just, no one's, like, some people are just never going to see it. But she knows exactly what she's doing. She has a narrative to play, like you said, and there's no going off course with that. Deny till you die.
Deny till you die. Let's talk about the brothers.
Yes.
And because I know that we've been talking about how we feel, but once we talk about the brothers, we learn a lot, allegedly, of course, but a lot more.
Yes.
So the brothers, I said that, so it's John, Patrick, and Sam. I think I said Andrew. And Patrick and John are very vocal on YouTube and Reddit. I don't even know where to start. So the first comment happened on YouTube, I believe. It was YouTube headliners, right? You did like an Instagram story or an IGTV about it.
Yeah, so basically there was a snark page on Amber, and then it got removed, and then another page popped up.
And I'm just going
to they came to there, and then I think they took that and went to YouTube, who I love her page.
Yeah,
YouTuber, she's awesome.
Yeah, she's really good. I'm just going to read. So from 2 months ago, John wrote on YouTuber headlines, "I am her brother, yes." And this is after he's already proved that he's the brother. With the license. "We have 2 younger brothers as well, Patrick and Sam. The sister you are speaking of is Sarah. Sarah's my dad's daughter before he married my mom. We didn't grow up with Sarah in any way, shape, or form, so not really sure what would trigger Amber when meeting with Sarah. I have never spoken with Sarah as an adult, and she was never around during Amber and I's adolescence. I did read that Amber met with Sarah in January, and Sarah recently came to visit Amber in Dallas. Sarah tries to do things on Instagram with her artwork and things, so I think the meeting was a business collaboration. Since all this blew up, Sarah has now blocked myself and my mother from her Instagram. My brother Patrick was living with Amber and Jordan when Amber got caught cheating." Yeah, we can talk about that.
Yeah.
So Jordan, I'm going to leave some certain parts out, just trigger warning. So Jordan kicked my brother and his then girlfriend out of the apartment. It was a very dangerous situation. My brother was still in high school at the time. I actually reported that to his fire station and it caught traction. The only thing they needed was an official statement from my brother and he did not want to do that. Patrick was afraid it would split the family up and elected to drop the case to protect their kids. So it has been on many forums that there was cheating by Amber in the beginning and how she was very unhappy. And she even communicated that with John and said that she wanted to leave Jordan. And she had like tracker or what do they call burner phones that she would communicate to her brother on. And that was before Amber kind of kicked everyone out. And the way that the brothers speak is that there's periods of time where they will be okay. And then all of a sudden she just like blocks them out again.
Yeah.
And they just got sick of it. They're like, this is so ridiculous. And a big thing is that they say that Amber uses her kids just to like manipulate and get the mom to like, you know, like tries to get them to see each other. And they'll be like, well, I want you to see the kids, blah, blah, blah. Cause that's the family, you know? So it's like, regardless of how you feel about Amber, there's the kids, you know, that you're related to them. They're your uncles. Like, so she kind of used that to as leverage. That's all.
So, yeah, they come out and say all this stuff. And again, I shared what the brother said because I posted that on my page. I thought it was important because, again, there's Amber side who she's had this platform to speak about this for years and they never have had it. And he came forward and I shared his side because at the end of the day, it's John's side, Amber's side, and then there's the truth in the middle, which it always is. But they had a lot of interesting things to say, saying like also that she had a really great upbringing. Like they got her a red convertible when she was 16. And again, like materialistic in all that sense. But according to John, like she had a pleasant upbringing in that sense. So it just is contradicting to what she has said. But again, you go back to there's her truth, there's his truth, and then there's the actual truth in the middle. So I can totally see Amber's side, where he might just be angry because of the falling out and is saying things like to try and put her in a bad light. But at the same time, like, John's angry because she's saying things and painting him in a bad light, like, and the brothers. So I think in that sense, like, you see both sides of that story. But
ooh, I have some stuff I want to get into. Is that cool?
Yeah.
There's like a part where the brother is, I think it, yeah, it's Patrick. And I'm not going to talk about the alleged abuse with Jordan and Amber. That's, they do go into it, but I just don't want to talk about it because it's kind of, it's just too much. And I don't know, but we do not like Jordan.
Yeah.
From what we,
he's not a good guy.
Not allegedly. A good guy. Allegedly. So this is what, and I'm going to kind of read. Thank you. I appreciate that. This is coming from Patrick. We aren't suffering. Personally, don't ever think about her. What sucks is the kids are stuck between Instagram posts and her mom getting arrested for domestic abuse. Jordan is a yes man, and I'm sure is worried my sister would take it all in the heartbeat if it came down to it. So I don't want to, this is from Patrick. I don't want to assume, but Jordan was always the connector to my mother and basically apologizing for how my sister is, etc. Right before we were cut off for the last time, Jordan texted my mom and said, I'm sorry this is happening again. He's the only one that hasn't blocked us on social media. So I would say that Jordan is probably the victim. And then John responds, what about the time he kicked you out of the apartment when you were still in high school because Amber got caught cheating, ... again.
Oh. Yeah.
And then the brother goes, LOL, shit, you are really opening up a can of worms now because it's true. Then it just went off from there. And the last thing I do want to say, just to credit that, Patrick goes, I was staying with them right after graduated high school. He found out Amber was having an affair and basically went apeshit. Thought her whole family was in on it, and when in reality she was confiding in us the whole time saying she was unhappy. And the last thing he says is, let me just say this. This is not an attempt to slander my sister. Everything said has been hardcore facts. Honestly, I'm kind of afraid she will take some legal action against us. My family and I have been randomly given a chance to at least shed some light on our side of the story to people who for some reason care, LOL. I would love for us to be one family again, be with her kids, and have them in my life. It just hasn't been that way, and I honestly don't know when or if it will. She will probably catch wind of this thread and probably threaten me or others in some way. If you're reading this, Amber, it's too late. This has been a long time coming, and I do not think you understand the fucking hell you have put the Huey family through. You don't know shit about what we have gone through since you've been gone. I graduated college, got married, your eldest brother has bought a house and had a beautiful baby boy, and your youngest is about to graduate college on the goddamn dean's list. You really think we aren't good enough for your life? Then so be it. But I know I'm proud of how far everyone in our family has come, regardless of you posting it on your gram or not. I know you don't care about your family's opinion, but maybe since all these strangers on the internet do, you might pull your big girl panties up and be an adult. Gotta get that ad revenue, right? You can't live behind the lens of your iPhone anymore. I thought that was...
That sums it up.
That sums it up.
I mean, the thing is like... She does anything for money, and these women, they'll sell their soul for a paycheck.
They really will. So it goes deep.
Really
deep. She lost partnerships, I mean, with Dime briefly. I just want to go into My Ex Fitness, Salted Words, Verb. Have you ever had those energy bars? I hate them. Verb Energy, Western Sun Vodka. And there was one that I did. Oh, Shop Riff Raff. And I think there's one that's really problematic that I wanted to read. It's from Judith March. I think.
Oh my God, this is so problematic.
Yeah. So this is when we're talking about brands that really, if it happened the other way around or if it was a celebrity, they would have pulled out immediately. Mm-hmm. But this is what one of the brands said, Judith March. To whom it may concern, thank you for taking the time to share your concern. We agree that there is never an excuse for domestic violence of any kind. After taking a break to talk with Amber's team, we better understand the situation and have chosen to remain a partner for the future, but more importantly, to be her friend in the present. That doesn't mean we excuse or accuse. Instead, we are choosing to support Amber's journey as she seeks help and shares her story in an effort to help others. At Judith March, we work hard to design apparel that empowers and inspires women, and for us that means celebrating the highs and being an encouragement in the lows. We try to treat others the way we would like to be treated. We value honesty, accountability, and loyalty. We choose to listen and learn. We look for the good in everyone. After all, isn't that what friends are supposed to do? That's a brand.
Yep.
Completely just.
I think they're a small business that partners. But like, here's the thing that, I mean, that's on them. They're a small business. But the thing, Tula saying that they were not going to support her and she's got codes again. So it's like, what's worth it? Your integrity or a paycheck?
It's and ridiculous.
It's crazy. But like, it just comes down to like wrapping this up. And I want you to end with that post. But like, I want you guys to understand this isn't coming from a place like I just despise her and I hate her so much. I couldn't give a shit. Like, I have no ties to her. I just think it's dangerous what she and many other these bad influencers are doing on this platform. They're portraying this fakeality to you. And it goes back to this constant struggle of having to live up to something that you're never going to live up to, because guess what? She doesn't even live up to that. And that's not who she is in real life. She's just showing you what she wants to show you, and it's dangerous. And that is my problem.
Yeah. And just knowing that she has lost so many friendships, that speaks volumes. And I think there's like a saying, like when you end up cutting out all the people in your life, like you're the toxic one.
Exactly.
Like that, the things that we saw from like their contractor that was helping them with their home, all of a sudden they like stopped following each other and he deleted all of the pictures that he had with her. And this was like, I think before Yeti Gate. So it's just like, just bad business. It's bad business. It's not a good way to connect with people. And a lot of these influencers, I was talking to a follower and she was like, it seems like they don't really have a lot of friends. It's either their family or their friends in the blogging influencer community. Like, where are your other friends?
Exactly.
Not saying that they don't have them, and I'm sure they're there, and I'm sure we only see a snippet, but based on what we've gotten intel from in terms of Amber's life, like, she has lost a lot of friendships. So I think we're going to end on, because we could go on and on and on, and I always do like a mini deep dive so I can like answer any other questions after this, but there was someone that posted just this little remark, and I think that it does a good job summarizing it. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
No.
Okay, perfect. So I think, and I'm going to get, so it's called, the username is here for the T91. I think what bothers me, probably all of us that are on this, is not that some random chick has problems. Understatement of the century, but you get it. It's that Amber has built a business on profiting off other women by selling them shit with subliminal messages that our lives can be perfect, hashtag goals, like hers, if we buy this and be a certain type of person, mom, wife, you know, and throw 10K birthday parties for each of our children. Might seem petty to some, or why do you care? But I think of it like this. Her brand is family. She was arrested of family violence. They use an example. Say that a pastor at your church is caught, insert sin here. There's a duty to the congregation to be truthful and apologize and maybe even step down. An HR professional breaks a serious company policy. Should they still work in HR? No. This woman, whose work consists of highly profitable brand deals and getting nearly everything for free, is still not technically a public figure, not like an actual celebrity. There is no public accountability. NBC and E are not going to run a story on her. She alone controls the narrative. Influencers are a new type of micro celebrity, yet they are not held accountable for their actions or fact-checked by paparazzi, etc. Kind of feels like a wake-up call of how even those with the blue check marks can still be catfishers. Boom.
Mic drop.
So that's it. That's Amber Massey in a nutshell. If you had not followed her before, you got a lot of information. We really appreciate you guys listening. I think the way that we're going to go about it, we're kind of still feeling it out, but we want to get your feedback, you know, kind of hear what, you know, things you have to say about it. We'd love to hear that. Go ahead and follow us. We are going to be on Instagram, obviously. So the podcast Instagram is Allegedly the Podcast. My Instagram is Katrina For Real, but all the deets are on Allegedly the Podcast. And Gigi's is?
Again, edit your privacy settings and allow sensitive content or you will never find me again. Girl Gangs with a Z 7733. And you have to type that in entirely or I'll never show up again.
Wow. I hope one day it gets resolved. And that's it. So we're releasing episodes, I think just once a week, but we might do another one. So just kind of keep posted. We're trying to figure out how, you know,
Got a lot going on.
And we're trying to take, you know, advice from you guys and what you want. So thanks so much. And I think that's it.
Bye.